Congratulations, Roddy.
Appreciate it, man.
What were the emotions around your head as you put a pen paper
on? One, I was very excited, man. I'm just blessed to even be in the position. I'm glad my mom wasn't here. I would have cried. And, you know, I kind of supposedly a tough guy here. So, you know, that wouldn't have looked good on me. But, yeah, man, I'm just excited. I'm filled with emotion. I'm happy to be able to call. I'm happy to be able to be home for the next 3 years, man. And I'm glad it's here. I don't have to go anywhere different. I don't have to learn a new scheme. I know everything already. I'm comfortable, and I'm just really excited for the opportunity to grow each and every year.
Timing-wise, are you
anticipating
that happening right now in
camp? No, not at all. But, I mean, it's a blessing to be in this position. All I did was just kept my head down and just worked, really. And Coach Harbs, during OTAs, like, he kind of mentioned it, but, you know, I didn't want to let it get to my head because at the end of the day, I'm still trying to get better. And I haven't even – I barely scratched the surface of what I could really be. And I just look forward to the opportunity to be able to do that here. And I'm just blessed. I mean, for me personally, like, I didn't. My whole thing was just getting better every day. I really didn't think about it because there's more. There's a lot of guys that's in my class that's more deserving, I feel like. But like I said, I'm blessed to be in this position, and I'm super excited to be able to call the Baltimore Ravens home for the next 3 years.
Robert, what did it mean to be able to kind of celebrate with your guys in midfield after practice? It seemed like they were all pretty fired up for you to get the deal done.
It was a great feeling because normally, like, I kind of just stay to myself in the building, and like I speak to everybody and stuff like that, but just to see those guys embrace me the way they did, it meant a lot. And shoot, I was just filled with happiness, honestly.
Broderick, when the coaches talk about you, they say, "So this guy's, he's every time he comes back to the building, he's better than he was when he left." Coming into this season, was there a specific thing you wanted to work on? I mean, how are you better now than you were at the end of last season?
If I had to point out one thing, I would just say it's my confidence in myself. Like, I'm a pretty confident guy, but and for some reason, like, it's honestly hard to really put anything on it. But coming into the season and during the offseason, my thing was working on pass rush because without Calais, you know, there's a lot of pass rush snaps up for grabs, and I'm trying to be one of the guys that's getting some of them. So my main focus was just pass rush over the offseason.
Are you good with Chuck Smith working on that?
Yeah, why not? I'd be a fool not to, you know. And Chuck, every day he got something for the guys in the pass rush department, and, I mean, he's been a great help for everybody, for the whole room, honestly. He makes us better as a unit, and we're going to continue to grow with him.
Anthony Weaver talks about, I don't know that you have a 100-working guy in Washington.
Yeah, we don't have to
talk about where that work ethic comes from.
For me, it's from my mom. I grew up in a single-parent home for the most part, and shoot, I watched my mom grind through everything by herself. So I come in and I don't allow myself to have excuses. You know, my faith in God is really, really high. So I know that if I remain faithful and continue to work, he's going to bless me. And he'll just continue to bless me, you know. So I don't care about any time limits. I don't care how long it take. As long as I can play football and be out here, or I'm going to work and I'm going to get better each and every day.
Broderick, earlier you said you barely scratched the surface, right? So, like,
entering this year with this deal already done, you know, where do you feel like, you know, 2023 you're going to make the biggest strides? Can you already feel yourself kind of heading in a certain direction where you're going to get better at your game coming into this season?
To be honest, not really. I just take it day by day and, you know, just continue to work on the small things and, you know, see where we fall when the season's in, you know.
Last one about your mom coming up and how, you know, single parent home. What was that conversation like after you were able to get the deal done? Or if you could talk to your family yet, what was that conversation like for you?
To be honest, I haven't really had that conversation yet because I know my mom's going to be out here this week for the game. So I know that'll be an emotional time. And, you know, I look forward to it. I've been trying to hold back the emotion just for her because that's who I really want to share the moment with. I want to share it with my whole family, but my mom, she's been with me through it all. I always had my back. And shoot, I just can't wait to just embrace her and have that moment with her.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, one more thing. I want to shout out the guys upstairs for having faith in me and believing in me to even put me in this position. And thank you all for being here today.